This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The 9/11 Commission heard testimony from top intelligence officials yesterday as the panel tries to decide what reforms to recommend in its final report this summer. Hearings on the September 11th attacks have shown that intelligence failures left the nation vulnerable. But NPR's Larry Abramson reports the chiefs of the FBI and the CIA told the commission that some reform proposals could make things worse.
Having tallied the FBI's failings on Tuesday, the commission staff turned to the CIA, and again the picture they painted wasn't pretty. Commission Executive Director Philip Zelikow said the agency's Counterterrorist Center, or CTC, was slow to identify Osama bin Laden as a genuine terrorist threat.
As late as 1997, the Counterterrorist Center characterized Osama bin Laden as a financier of terrorism. This was at a time when the intelligence community had recently received a major input of new information revealing that bin Laden headed his own terrorist organization with its own targeting agenda and operational commanders.
The report said CIA Director George Tenet appeared to understand early on just how dangerous al-Qaeda was. The CIA produced a string of reports for top government officials that outlined bin Laden's ambitions. But Zelikow said the CIA didn't take obvious steps after learning that terrorists might want to hijack and crash airliners.
The CTC did not develop a set of telltale indicators for this means of attack. For example, one such indicator might be the discovery of terrorists seeking or taking flight training to fly large jet aircraft or seeking to buy advanced flight simulators.
As it turned out, the FBI had picked up signs that terrorists were taking flight lessons, but there were no mechanisms in place to ensure the CIA learned about that. CIA Director George Tenet has been through such criticism before, and he defended himself just as vigorously this time. He said the CIA had been on the right track. Agents were gathering intelligence on the ground in Afghanistan.
We made good progress across intelligence disciplines. Disruptions, renditions, and sensitive collection activities no doubt saved lives. However, we never penetrated the 9/11 plot overseas.
But all that time, Tenet said he was struggling to rebuild an agency that had been badly hit by budget cuts in the 1990s. He estimated it would take 5 years for the CIA to completely rebuild its capabilities, an estimate that made jaws drop on the panel. Some commissioners questioned whether money was the real problem. Former Senator Bob Kerry asked why the agency didn't publicize information about al-Qaeda support for attacks against the U.S. military presence in Somalia.
I think if the President of the United States of America had come and said that Osama bin Laden and al-Qaeda is responsible for shooting down a Black Hawk helicopter in Mogadishu in 1993, I believe that that speech would have galvanized the United States of America against bin Laden.
Commissioners looking for better intelligence coordination ask the same question that many studies of the CIA have posed. Shouldn't there be a true director of central intelligence? Tenet has that title, but his first responsibility is to run the CIA. He has limited influence over the FBI and the vast array of intelligence tools in the Defense Department. But Tenet said, don't separate the leader from his troops.
One of the concerns I have is if you create another layer and another staff between something that's supposed to provide central organization, all source analysis and operations, we've created another gap and a distance.
Commissioners heard the same sentiment from Robert Mueller, director of the FBI. He said he has completely overhauled his agency and made sure that the FBI's intelligence units work together with its law enforcement sections. Mueller said these measures will work far better than a proposal the commissioners are clearly interested in, the creation of a new agency focused solely on domestic surveillance.
The distinct advantage we gain by having intelligence and law enforcement together would be lost in more layers and greater stovepiping of information, not to mention the difficulty of transitioning safely to a new entity while terrorists seek to do us harm.
Mueller has won support across Washington for his no-nonsense, straight-ahead approach, and commissioners seemed willing to spare his agency simply on the basis of Mueller's integrity. But commissioners are clearly not completely satisfied by efforts to knit together various pieces of a fractured intelligence community. Commission Chair Thomas Kane spoke after the hearings had ended.
As a result, the question remains, who is really in charge of intelligence?
The commissioners face a massive task as they work to finish their final report and try to agree on recommendations. The only thing harder may be getting any of these complicated proposals enacted. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.